There's strength in numbers, they say. Strength in numbers. That means usually that the more people you have on your side, especially the right kind of people, the better the chance there is of victory, getting the outcome that you want. It's generally true, for example, in political elections, where you need a majority of voters choosing the candidate for that candidate to win. It's often true on the battlefield, where the larger army with the greater supply of weapons would beat the smaller force in battle. But not always. Not when God is fighting on one side against the other. Think about that when it comes to all the spiritual conflicts and challenges that we face. Do we need strength in numbers, a majority on our side to overcome the opposition and be what God wants us to be? According to the words of Jesus, Matthew 18, all it really takes is the power of two or three. Matthew 18, 19 and 20 says, words of Jesus, "Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." To appreciate this special power of two or three, consider the opposite. What amounts to a powerlessness of just one, you by yourself, me by myself. If any of us as individual Christians, all on our own, try to fight the good fight, do the right thing, stand up to sin, resist temptation, we are going to be overrun by a vastly superior force. We are talking about, after all, the devil and his demons combined with the world of unbelievers around us, not to mention a traitor inside of us, our own human nature. They have the strength in numbers. If we don't do what Jesus said to Peter, watch and pray for God's help, we are going to fall as Peter did. And so we have, numerous times. How often, by going at this on our own, do we let our feeble strength become a powerlessness of one, reducing us to none? Thankfully, your Savior knows very well that you and I can't last in isolation. That's why He brings us together into Christian friendships, Christian marriages, Christian fellowships, like this one. As pairs or groups of believers, we are then working together, praying together, and we carry out what verse 19 says. "If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." We should not think that the Lord discounts the power of one believer to go to God in prayer. As the book of James says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Here in these verses, the Lord is saying that that power is just as strong when two join in prayer and ask for the same thing. Of course, we need to understand what the Lord has in mind. He is talking about two believers who pray as loyal followers of Him, guided by His Word when they pray. Not two self-seeking individuals with their own agenda who pray according to what their flesh wants, even if they don't realize it. Therefore, as we join together to pray for what God wants, even if it's just two of us. The father is very attentive to his children and quite pleased to make it happen, to give what we ask him according to his will. There's more, what the Lord said in verse 20. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Here we find the power of Christian worship. It's the power of gathering in His name, around His Word, using the gospel of Christ, and it doesn't matter how big the group is. It doesn't have to be a large assembly like Messiah Lutheran Church, or a medium-sized group like this one here. All it takes, Jesus says, is two or three. A Christian couple, husband and wife, having their own form of chapel at the supper table. Or that small Christian family, far removed from their congregation, yet having Sunday worship in their living room. Well, that small of a group has Jesus right there with them. In fact, He's leading the service, talking to them in His Word, accepting their praise, bringing to them that soul-strengthening, faith-feeding power of His forgiveness which He bought for them. He is there to reassure them with His promises of eternal life because of Him. In our secular society, out in the world, at its various venues, it does seem like the majority wins. There's strength in numbers. But in the spiritual realm, in your calling as believers who are in the world but not of it, your strength on earth comes from heaven. And it works mightily. Though it be just one empowered by God, or two, or three. Really, it's the power of the three-in-one God at work. It's the power of Jesus there with you, always. And the Heavenly Father listening to you, blessing you, protecting you, plus the Holy Spirit within your heart and mind. That power is at our disposal daily as we pray alone or together, and especially as we use His Word to get the strength that we need in the gospel of Christ. And so we pray now. Lord, Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Come to our rescue when we fall. Lift us up with Your forgiveness. Bind us together in Your Word and use it to strengthen our faith. Lead us victoriously to Your heavenly glory. Amen. We close today singing the first three stanzas of hymn 427, the first three stanzas.